It's time for Jack and Reed to go inside her story, but Jack is not feeling well.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, but we're here to send her on her way mm-hmm. so she can get some help and attention. And, Tom, we are talking about, you were just talking about the historic anniversary of the march in Selma.
Yeah.
And all of that, that the movie and all of the things are bringing to light in terms of equal rights and the Voting Rights Act and black folks in general. And an African-American doctor in Indiana says that she, her husband, and her two small children are living in fear after she says someone set a truck on fire in front of their home and smeared the N-word and the letters KKK on their garage door. She's calling it a hate crime, and for now she has fled to stay with family in Ohio. So we are going inside her story with Dr. Myla Bennett. Dr. Bennett?
Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
I guess as well as to be expected.
So, and your family's okay? You all have relocated?
Yeah, we're physically okay. Emotionally, we're all still pretty shaken up and I guess going through, you know, the emotional things attached to something like that.
So can you go back a week ago and you said about 5 o'clock in the morning, you and your family, obviously most folks are sleeping, and you knew something was wrong when what happened?
I was asleep and I was awakened out of my sleep by like a boom. I wasn't really sure what the sound was that I heard. And it kind of made my bed shake. So I looked at my clock, and it said 5 a.m., and then I heard an explosion again, and it made the house shake. So I got up, and I walked into my living room, and I could see this orange glow coming in through my living room window. So I looked out, and you can't see my driveway from the window, but mm-hmm. I could see that there was, you know, all this orange light coming from the direction of my driveway and a whole lot of white smoke. So my husband parks his truck in the driveway. So I made the assumption that it was his truck on fire. So at that point, you know, I started to wake him up and we got the children, tried to call 911, and it was minus 16 degrees outside. So we couldn't just run out the way we were. So we were trying to bundle everyone up and get out of the house safely before the truck exploded and possibly blew our house up with us in it. So once we got out of the house safely and got to the front of the house, that's when we looked back and saw that they had spray painted on the garage doors. The larger of the two doors, it said "Move N-word Doctor," and then on the smaller doors, it said KKK. It was in red spray paint.
Mm. And what, this was your husband's truck that they set on fire?
Right, and he parks his truck in mm-hmm. our driveway, so they set the truck on. It was like 4 feet away from the garage, you know. So the fire marshal said that the only reason it didn't catch fire to the house is because of how cold it was outside. So
now what city did this happen?
In Indiana?
In Richmond, Indiana.
Which is small, where?
It's about 1 hour east of Indianapolis.
And
isn't Indiana the headquarters for the Klan?
Well, that's what I hear. I never, you know, honestly, I never knew that statistic or that fact until here recently.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically for Richmond, it's not a racist feeling city. So I was really taken aback when I saw that because I've never experienced anything like that there. I mean, it's a small town. It's about 30,000 people, the population, but I would say at least a third of the population is African American. So, and there's a lot of interracial couples and biracial children there. So, I mean, it was just really not anything I would have ever expected for that place. I've never really had that feeling.
What are police calling this?
So that's part of why, you know, I'm trying to reach out to more people because it's kind of bothering me a bit because I feel like they're not really, I mean, they're still saying alleged hate crime. And that was clearly a note to me directly on my garage doors. And they signed it with KKK. And who blows up vehicles in people's driveways? You know, it was so aggressive and intrusive and intimidating. You know, like that was, and it was clearly directed towards me. I live in a predominantly white neighborhood. My family is African American in that neighborhood, and there's one other guy in our neighborhood that's African American, and everyone else is.
And you never had any problems from any of your neighbors in your little town?
No, my children play with those kids every day in the summer. And, I mean, my son just turned 4, and his birthday party was a few weeks ago, and all the kids were there. You know, I just...
How long have you been there?
I've been living there for 3 years.
And so this is not a prank in your eyes, obviously.
Absolutely
and you said it's
not.
An alleged hate crime right now. But are they saying...
That's what they're saying. Like, I mean, you know, people have put it out into the universe that, oh, maybe it was some kids or, but my thing is, you know, it was in the middle of the night on the school night. It was minus 16 degrees. I think the schools were closed. I mean, it was so cold. What kids are out in the middle of the night setting fire to people's trucks? And how do they know that in that specific house, a black doctor lived in there?
And
I mean,
it
was clear and direct toward me.
And have you had anything in the past where you've had any kind of racial incidents or?
No, not at all. Not there, no, not at all. And my thing is, too, even if it was a group of kids, mm-hmm. it was still mm-hmm. a hate crime. Whoever did it,
right.
they could have blew my house up. You know, we could have been hurt, seriously. You know, like, I mean, that truck, it took them 2 hours to get the fire out, like they couldn't extinguish the fire. And once the fire was extinguished, it incinerated the interior and under the hood components of the truck so bad that there was literally no remnants inside that weren't metal. Mm. So, like, there was no engine. Like, everything was gone. Like, there was no trace of anything. And there's no evidence they can collect from it because it was burned so badly.
Will you move? Like, will you stay?
Yeah. Will you stay there?
You know, and people, you know, a lot of folks were like, you know, you can't leave, you know, that. But honestly, there is no way I'm going to put my children and my own life in jeopardy to prove a point, and especially when we don't have a clue who did it. And so, you know, it'd be different if they caught the person and they were, or people, and they were, you know, off the streets. But as long as they are still at large, I don't feel safe staying there.
What kind of doctor are you, Dr. Bennett?
I'm a plastic surgeon.
Well, you would think they were going to keep you around.
Really? Yeah. Small town. And you're not living in the house now, you say, right?
Well, we stay there for like the first 3 or 4 days afterwards, and I pretty much didn't sleep at all. And so we finally left on Saturday. So right now I'm at my mom's house.
Somebody texted us, said, nobody moves to Richmond. It's a horrible city, and it's stuck in time. That's a really interesting comment. But would you please stay in touch with us and Jackie Reed and let us know what's going on?
Absolutely.
All right.
Inside Her Story with Jackie Reed. Thank you, Dr. Bennett.